Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We've seen the danger of the threefold disordered desire of lust and greed and pride. In other words, the temptation to have immoderate attachments to self and sex and stuff. And of these three, certainly self is the most dangerous. Pride is the most capable of derailing our entire moral and spiritual life. Fortunately, in Matthew chapter 6, right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gives us the tools for fighting lust and greed and pride. He gave us fasting to fight lust, and he gave us almsgiving to fight greed. And most importantly, he gave us prayer to fight pride. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
How does prayer fight the tendency to pride and immoderate emphasis on oneself? Well, first of all, if someone doesn't pray, what do you think is the number one excuse they're most likely to give? You guessed it. They'll say something like, "I just don't have the time." Now, believe it or not, that right there is an almost unbelievable admission of pride. Because what you're really saying when you say, "I don't have time to pray," is that my to-do list, my schedule is so packed and so important that God Himself, the creator of the universe, He can't get an appointment with me. I don't have time for Him. One year at School of Faith, when we were teaching groups of people, honestly, we got to the point where we were fed up with people giving us this excuse for not praying. So we decided to do a little test. When we got together with the people we were teaching, we asked them, "Did you pray yesterday?" And a lot of them admitted honestly, they had not. They just hadn't been able to squeeze God in. So he said to them, okay, so what we want you to do right now is to write down your whole day yesterday in 30-minute increments. And then we gave them time to do that. And then we all went into the church and we sat down before the tabernacle right there with Jesus. And we said, now go through that list and say to Jesus, say it to his face, this was more important than spending time with you. And this was more important than spending time with you. It was really awkward and painful. Because that's the kind of pride we're showing and the kind of insult we're giving to God when we say, we just don't have time for prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now let's make this really simple. Pride means thinking everything and everyone depends on you. So pride means acting like you're way more important than you really are. And when you say to yourself, I really have to get all these things done. I have to. You're actually acting more important than you really are. Because, of course, if you drop dead this second and nothing on your to-do list got done, the world would somehow magically continue. And guess what? Every person you're worried about, their lives would probably continue if you dropped dead. You know, we get this idea that people depend on us so much that if we drop dead, they'd suddenly drop dead. Now, that only applies to God. God holds everything in existence. If God ceased to exist, then we would. But if we cease to exist, everything and everyone keeps going. So at the end of the day, not all that much really depends on you. Now, we pretend it does. And we put so much pressure on ourselves that it does. But it doesn't. You know who it does all depend on? only God. And coincidentally, he's the very person who's waiting to spend time with you, and you have no time for him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Nothing stresses a person out like pride. Nothing stresses you out like thinking everything and everyone depends on you, that it's all on your shoulders. That's why you wake up at 3 a.m. It's pride. You think everything depends on you, and every person depends on you. And the only solution at 3 a.m., when you can't get back to sleep, you have to say to Jesus, "I'm sorry, Lord. I'm not God. It doesn't all depend on me. So all these things I'm worried about, I give them to you. I surrender them to you. Now I'm going back to sleep." That's why prayer, in getting rid of pride, also gets rid of anxiety, because you remember, because you have to say to God, "Oh, that's right, I forgot. You're God and I'm not," which means you've got it all covered. And in the long run, it doesn't matter a hill of beans if I get done today what I hope to get done. And even if I can't make everything good for all the loved ones I'm worried about, you can. And you will take care of them, Lord. And that's so reassuring. It's such a load off, remembering that God is God and I'm not. And then you can just rest in gratitude with the loving Father who wants to spend time with you, who loves you, and who can handle everything and everyone else. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Teresa, do you know what I love best about praying this rosary with you? It's that I'm praying with you. And with God, obviously. But I'm not multitasking. You know, I've noticed that when we record the rosary, I put my phone on airplane mode. And I don't start thinking about and writing down to-do lists. I just focus on the point of revelation that God is giving to us and thinking about Him, thinking about my life in relation to Him. And I'm not multitasking. And I have a confession to make. You know, I start every day with a holy hour, and so often my holy hour gets derailed by multitasking. I start thinking of to-do lists. I allow texts and emails. I don't put my phone away, and I get distracted. And I fall into the trap of multitasking during my prayer. But when you multitask, we're not being completely generous with God. We're not giving Him our undivided attention, which means we're not really fighting pride, because we still just can't let go of the need of getting things done. The other thing I find in prayer often is we spend all our time in prayer telling God how He needs to take care of this person or that person, because we think that that person depends on us. So do you see how in prayer, we shouldn't be thinking about the things we need to get done? That's pride. And we shouldn't spend all our time in prayer worried about other people, because that's actually pride. We should just give our attention to God, because He's God. And He can take care of all of it. And if we'll give our attention to God, then we're overcoming pride. All the ways we think everything and every person depends on us. So that's why I like praying this rosary with you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So this rosary was a total indictment against myself because I was up at 3 a.m.
I was wondering because I thought, who is up at 3 a.m. that you're accusing in this way?
Me. I was up at 3 a.m. this
know
morning.
I'm waking up, or I'm up at 3 a.m., but I would never say I'm waking up at 3 a.m. I thought this could only be you.
Yeah, this was my public confession. Mm-hmm. This rosary meditation was my public confession.
Let's not bring back public confession.
Well, I just did. It is amazing how prevalent.
Do you mean as in prevailing or as in prevalent?
I mean
very common.
How pride is so like every part of our fabric of our being is just filled with pride.
Prevalent.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, but isn't it theologically correct to say that all the seven deadly come from pride?
Yeah. All sin comes from pride. In fact, every sin is a flavor of pride. Yeah. So pride is like ice cream. It comes in lot of flavors.
Otherwise, we'd get bored of it.
Yeah.
Unless we get bored of sin.
Every sin is a different flavor of pride.
No, that makes sense. Bringing it back to that concept, it's just thinking that you are God. Because at the very least, committing any sin is to say, I know better than to do what God told me to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is only pride.
Yeah.
But I was very struck by even just in the early part of this meditation, it reminded me of a pet peeve that I have.
Tell me.
It's when you reach out to spend time with someone, you make plans, and they cancel those plans. And that's fine. We get busy. Life happens, and that's a good thing. And we forgive people for that. My only pet peeve is when you cancel a plan, and then they say, sorry, I can't come, and there's no follow-up. Or, I can't. You're trying to make plans and you're trying to find a time with someone and you say, how about Tuesday? And they say, I can't do Tuesday. And they don't tell you when they can. Because even if they don't mean it in this sense, I think it innately means I don't really want to.
Yeah,
or at least that is how I will take it, even if you don't mean it in that way. It is always my imperative to say, oh, I'm so sorry I can't make it. Can we do this time? Or can we reschedule? And I mean, can we reschedule? But I realized how much I do that to God.
Yeah.
Because if what it says is, if I can't find the time today and I don't try to find the time and I did not even reschedule it, I didn't want to be there.
Yeah, look how dangerous that is. I don't want to spend time with God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens when we make that into a habit,
mm-hmm.
which means we're forming our desires?
Mm-hmm.
That means I have an aversion
exactly.
to spending time with God,
mm-hmm.
which means a dislike. I don't like spending time with God. That means if we die, we'll look him in the face and we'll say, I don't want to spend time with you.
And then you can't reschedule it. You're just saying no.
And that's hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not overstating the issue here.
Mm-hmm. No, I fully agree. And I think the worst thing isn't even necessarily the aversion itself, but the way we blatantly ignore the aversion and we make excuses for the aversion.
Yeah.
But if I were being honest, for instance, when it comes to daily mass, I can look at the issue of time. Oh, I have to drive this far and it's this time and these are the scheduling conflicts. But if I really, really wanted to be there, it wouldn't even just be a matter of time. I'd say, oh, and if I can't make it, then I'll set aside this amount of time to spend in prayer with God as my rescheduling, in a sense, or my time away for him. Like if I couldn't meet a friend for coffee and I said, but let's call and catch up sometime.
Yeah.
But I don't do that with God. I say, ah, I couldn't make it.
And that's
guess,
it.
Guess I won't God today.
Yeah. Where this is probably the most important thing that we need to be thinking about, talking about,
mm-hmm.
taking action on. And actually, we're going to devote a good chunk of February to this whole theme of improving our prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a whole series of meditations coming from Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross. And there are really three things that I want to do in February. I want all of us to deepen our friendship with Jesus in prayer and also give people practical ways to help others deepen theirs. So really, I guess maybe two main things I want to do in mm-hmm. February. So we have this fantastic Advent challenge, but to raise $500,000 so that we could reach more people with the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
February, we're going to have a challenge to go deeper in prayer. So get ready for that. Actually, we are getting ready because we're praying the rosary every day. Well, thanks for the conversation. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.